व्यादो सुमा प्रणीतम गुरु भीष्म कर्णा नाप्ते त्रिगात शल्य सेंदय बालिका दे अस्त्रान्यमोग महिमानि निरूपितानि नोस्प्रास्पृहून निहरिदासनम इव शुरानि यादो सुमा प्रणीतम गुरु भीष्म कर्णा नाप्ते त्रिगात शल्य सेंदय बालिका दे अस्त्रान्यमोग महिमानि निरूपितानि नोस्पास्पृशु निरहिदासम् इवासुरानि यादो सुमा प्रहितम् गुरु भीष्म कर्णा नाप्ते त्रिगात शल्य सेंदय बालिका दे अस्त्रान्यमोग महिमानि निरूपितानि नोपास्पृशु निरहिदासम् इवासुरानि. Okay, word for word. Yat under whose? Doshu, protection of arms. Ma pranihitam, myself being situated. Guru, Dronacharya. Bhishma, Bhishma. Karna, Karna. Napte, Burishrava. Trigata, King Sushama. Shalya, Shalya, Sendava, King Jaidrak, Balika, brother of Maharaj Shantanu, Bhishma's father, Adye, etc. Ashtrani, weapons, Amogha, invincible, Mahimani, very powerful, Nirupitani, applied, Na, not, Upasprishu, touched, Nrihari Dasam, Nrihari Dasam, servitor of Nrisingadev Prahlad. Eva, like, Asurani, weapons employed by the demons. Translation by His Divine Grace, H.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Great generals like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Bhurishrava, Sushama, Shalya, Jayadrath, and Bahlika all directed their invincible weapons against me. But by His Lord Krishna's grace, they could not even touch a hair on my head. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, the supreme devotee of Lord Nrisingadev, was unaffected by the weapons the demons used against him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The history of Prahlad Maharaj, the great devotee of Nrisingadev, is narrated in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj, a small child of only 5 years, became the object of envy for his great father, Hiranyakashipu, only because of his becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. The demon father employed all his weapons to kill the devotee son, Prahlad. But by the grace of the Lord, he was saved from all sorts of dangerous actions by his father. He was thrown in a fire, in boiling oil, from the top of a hill, underneath the legs of an elephant, and he was administered poison. At last, the father himself took up a chopper to kill his son, and thus Nrisingadev appeared and killed the Hina's father in the presence of the son. Thus no one can kill the devotee of the Lord. Similarly, Arjun was also saved by the Lord. Although all dangerous weapons were employed by his great opponents like Bhishma, Karna, born of Kunti by the sun god prior to her marriage with Maharaj Pandu. Karna took his birth with bangles and earrings, extraordinary signs for an undaunted hero. In the beginning, his name was Vasusena, but when he grew up, he presented his natural bangles and earrings to Indradev. and thenceforth he became known as Vaikarthan. After his birth from the maiden Kunti, he was thrown in the Ganges. Later, he was picked up by Adiraj, and he and his wife Radha brought him up as their own offspring. Karna was very charitable, especially towards the Brahmanas. There was nothing he could not spare for a Brahmana. In the same charitable spirit, he gave in charity his natural bangles and earrings to Indradev, who, being very much satisfied with him, gave him in return a great weapon called Shakti. He was admitted as one of the students of Dronacharya. And from the very beginning, there was some rivalry between him and Arjuna. Seeing his constant rivalry with Arjuna, Duryodhana picked him up as his companion, and this gradually grew into greater intimacy. He was also present in the great assembly of Draupadi's Swayamvara function, and when he attempted to exhibit his talent in that meeting, Draupadi's brother declared that Karna could not take part in the competition because of his being the son of a Shudra carpenter. Although he was refused in the competition, still, when Arjuna was successful in piercing the fish target on the ceiling and Draupadi bestowed her garland upon Arjuna, Karna and the other disappointed princes offered an unusual stumbling block to Arjuna while he was leaving with Draupadi. Specifically, Karna fought with him very valiantly, but all of them were defeated by Arjuna. Duryodhana was very much pleased with Karna because of his constant rivalry with Arjuna. And when he was in power, he enthroned Karna in the state of anger. Being baffled in his attempt to win Draupadi, Karna advised Duryodhana to attack King Drupad. After defeating him, both Arjuna and Draupadi could be arrested. But Dronacharya rebuked them for this conspiracy. And they refrained from the action. Karna was defeated many times, not only by Arjuna, but also by Bhimsen. He was the king of the kingdom of Bengal, Orissa, and Madras combined. Later on, he took active part in the Rajasuya sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhisthira, and when there was gambling between the rival brothers designed by Shakuni, Karna took part in the game, and he was very pleased when Draupadi was offered as a bet in the gambling. This fed his old grudge. Amazing. When Draupadi was in the game, he was very enthusiastic to declare the news, and it is he who ordered Dushasan to take away the garments of both Pandavas and Draupadi. He asked Draupadi to select another husband because, being lost by the Pandavas, she was rendered a slave of the Kurus. Talk about offenses. Whew. He was always an enemy of the Pandavas, and whenever there was an opportunity, he tried to curb them by all means. During the Battle of Kurukshetra, he foresaw the conclusive result, and he expressed his opinion that due to Lord Krishna's being the chariot driver of Arjuna, the battle should be won by Arjuna. He always differed with Bhishma, and sometimes he was proud enough to say that within 5 days he could finish up the Pandavas if Bhishma would not interfere with his plan of action. But he was much mortified when Bhishma died. He killed Ghatotkach with the Shakti weapon obtained from Indradev. His son Vrishasen was killed by Arjuna. He killed the largest number of Pandava soldiers. At last, there was a severe fight with Arjuna, and it was he only who was able to knock off the helmet of Arjuna. But it so happened that the wheel of his chariot stuck in the battlefield mud. And when he got down to set the wheel right, Arjuna took the opportunity and killed him, although he requested Arjuna not to do so. Nata or Burishrava. Burishrava was the son of Somadat, a member of the Kuru family. His other brother was Shalya. Both the brothers and the father attended the Swayamvara ceremony of Draupadi. All of them appreciated the wonderful strength of Arjun due to his being the devotee friend of the Lord. And thus Burishrava advised the sons of Dhritarashtra not to pick any quarrel or fight with them. That makes more sense. All of them also attended the Rajashriya Yagya of Maharaj Yudhishthira. He possessed one Akshohini regiment of army, cavalry, elephants, and chariots. And all these were employed in the battle of Kurukshetra on behalf of Duryodhana's party. He was counted by him as one of the Yudha parties. In the battle of Kurukshetra, he was especially engaged in a fight with Satyaki, and he killed the 10 sons of Satyaki. Later on, Arjun cut off his hands, and he was ultimately killed by Satyaki. After his death, he merged into the existence of Vishwadeva. Trigata or Sushama, son of Maharaj Vridakshetra, he was the son of Trigatadesh. He was the king, of Trigatadesh, and he was also present in the Swayamvara ceremony of Draupadi. He was one of the allies of Duryodhana, and he advised Duryodhana to attack Matsyadesh Darbhanga. During the time of cow stealing in Virat Nagara, he was able to arrest Maharaj Virat, but later Maharaj Virat was released by Bhim. In the battle of Kurukshetra, he also fought very valiantly, but at the end he was killed by Arjuna. Jayadrath, another son of Maharaj Vridakshetra, he was the king of Sindhudesh, modern Sindh, Pakistan. His wife's name was Dushala. He was also present in the Swayamvara ceremony of Draupadi, and he desired very strongly to have a hand, but he failed in the competition. But since then, he always sought the opportunity to get in touch with Draupadi. When he was going to marry in the Shalya Desha on the way to Kamyavan, he happened to see Draupadi again and was too much attracted to her. The Pandavas and Draupadi were then in exile after losing their empire in gambling. And Jayadrath thought it wise to send news to Draupadi in an illicit manner through Kotishasya, one of his associates. Draupadi at once refused vehemently the proposal of Jayadrath, but being so much attracted by the beauty of Draupadi, he tried again and again. He tried again and again. Every time he was refused by Draupadi. He tried to take her away forcibly on a chariot, and at first Draupadi gave him a good dashing, and he fell like a cut root tree. But he was not discouraged, and he was able to force Draupadi to sit on the chariot. The incident was seen by Damya Muni, and he strongly protested the action of Jayadrath. He also followed the chariot, and through Dhatrayika, the matter was brought to the notice of Maharaj Yudhishthira. The Pandavas then attacked the soldiers of Jayadrath and killed them all. And at last, Bhima caught hold of Jayadrath and beat him very severely, almost dead. Then all but 5 hairs were cut off his head, and he was taken to all the kings and introduced as a slave of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Wow. He was forced to admit himself to be slave of Maharaj Yudhishthira before all the princely order. And in the same condition, he was brought before Maharaj Yudhishthira. Maharaj Yudhishthira was kind enough to order him released, and when he admitted to being a tributary prince under Maharaj Yudhishthira, Queen Draupadi also desired his release. After this incident, he was allowed to return to his country. Being so insulted, he went to Gangotri in the Himalayas and undertook severe type of penance to please Lord Shiva. He asked his benediction to defeat all the Pandavas at least one time. Then the battle of Kurukshetra began, and he took sides with Duryodhana. In the first day's fight, he was engaged with Maharaj Drupad, then with Virat, then with Abhimanyu. While Abhimanyu was being killed, mercilessly surrounded by seven generals, the Pandavas came to his help, but Jayadrath, by the mercy of Lord Shiva, repulsed them with great ability. At this, Arjun took a vow to kill him. And on hearing this, Jayadrath wanted to leave the war field and ask permission from the Kauravas for this cowardly action. But he was not allowed to do so. On the contrary, he was obliged to fight with Arjun. And while the fight was going on, Lord Krishna reminded Arjun that the benediction of Shiva upon Jayadrath was that whoever caused his head to fall down the ground would die at once. He therefore advised Arjun to throw the head of Jayadrath directly onto the lap of his father, who was engaged in penances at the Samanta Panchaka pilgrimage. This was actually done by Arjun. Jayadrath's father was surprised to see a severed head on his lap, and he at once threw it to the ground. The father immediately died, his forehead being cracked in seven pieces. Oma Gyanati Virandasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Umbilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadabhayam Dadanti Swapadantika Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shicha Shri Rupa Sahagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tansajivam Sadvaitam Savadvitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhana Sute Devi Panamani Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sunibhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Shatarini Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gura Tise Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Divacha Krishnaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So this is a very interesting and long purport. But before that, we'll read the translation. Great generals like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Bhurishrava, Sushama, Shalya, Jayadrath, Bahlika, all directed their invincible weapons against me. But by his, our Lord Krishna's, grace, they could not even touch a hair on my head. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, the supreme devotee of Lord Srinadev, was unaffected by the weapons the demons used against him. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, this is Arjun recounting the situation at the Battle of Kurukshetra. There were great generals as he mentioned some names, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Purushaba, Sushama, Shalya, Jayadrath, Bhadrika, they were all fighting on the side of Duryodhana. The battle of Kurukshetra was a very, very decisive one. Krishna appeared at Mathura, and when he ordered that Vasudev take him to Gokul, then this was where he started getting rid of the demons. He killed quite a few demons himself in lectures, and we know some of them, Putana, and after that, Trinavata, the whirlwind type demon. So they all tried to kill Krishna. So Krishna himself was being targeted by the demons because Kansa knew that the eighth son of Devaki and Vasudev would be predicted. Actually, the demigod said that when he was driving the chariot in the wedding of Vasudev and Devaki, warned him that he was a fool and he would be killed by the eighth son of this couple. So here he was already upset and stayed. He Kansa and was always thinking about this eighth son somehow. He almost killed the sister. Had the husband not jumped in and tried to make sense of the situation, he would have succeeded and killed. Well, I don't know about succeed, but he would have definitely made the attempt to kill, real serious attempt to kill Devaki. So demons are like that. They don't like their sense gratification messed with. And so things just unfolded until it got to the point where many of the demonic kings have been gotten rid of. And demons had come, even to Vrindavan, to try to get rid of Krishna. It didn't work. Krishna finally went to Mathura and got rid of Kansa. It was also a very, very interesting fight there. About restless and first fighting and Krishna Balaram killing all of them. And finally, Kansa himself. Kansa is very strong. Very, 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 very strong. And he had done austerities to get the bow that he was using. That was Lord Vishnu's bow. So he was physically very strong. As a matter of fact, in the Gada Samhita, it's been known, you know, that all these demons that he sent to Vrindavan, they were demons that fought him first. Demons didn't want to say, oh yeah, you're counted king, therefore whatever you order me, I'll do. No, they don't look themselves as servants like that. We have to defeat them first. And Kansa was actually able to defeat them. So all of them, basically based on what had happened, the demons knew Kansa was stronger than them. And in fact, in Garga Samhita, it's described in one of the fights involved using mountains. Then when I read it, I was kind of surprised. But, you know, this is how much strength that Kansa had. Kansa was very, 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 very strong. And so some of the fights involve using mountains, practically. Anyway, we know of another demon, Panasura. He had so many, he had 1,000 arms, and he would pulverize mountains. And so, you know, the demons could, in fact, use mountains or test their strength against mountains. Those were there. Anyway, as Krishna got rid of so many of these demons, and then finally the Kurukshetra war was organized, and of course he's in the heart of everyone, so he knows how people think. And finally, he knew Karna would want the war, and Duryodhana would want the war. So they had the war, but the war was actually to get rid of all these demons who were causing trouble on the earth. Mother Bhumi did not like that at all. So in the fight itself, There were so many incidents that happened. This is Mahabharata, it's a long, the fight itself took so many, many turns. And some of it is described here by Srila Prabhupada. The point that Arjuna was making underneath all of this was a point of appreciation. Generals like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and the rest of them, they directed their invincible weapons against me, Arjuna. So normally, if Krishna's protection was not there, Arjuna could have been killed by at least one of them. But he said, by Lord Krishna's grace, they could not even touch a hair on my head. Krishna was directing, he was a chariot driver. And he wasn't just standing one place and having Arjuna fight. He was moving the chariot in different ways so expertly that even these invincible weapons could not get to Arjuna. And Arjuna also had been trained well. And of course, the Lord's in the heart of everybody directing him. He was also outside now as the chariot driver and directing Arjuna on what to do. So Krishna is always on the side of his devotee. All we have to do is remain devoted and not get off the path of this royal path of devotion. But Krishna will be there to protect us. He said so many times, it's been said so many times, this text in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, the perfection of renunciation, text 65, man mana bhava bhat bhakto, madhya jimam namas guru, always think of a Lord. Now, thinking of a Lord is wonderful. Even higher than thinking of a Lord is having great faith in the Lord. You can think of something or someone based on some property that they have or some things about them that attract you. But for Krishna, we have to have great faith as devotees in him. In other words, we have to trust Krishna. It's not a matter of just believing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We actually have to trust so much that we put all our thoughts and all our, this basically my existence is, that the thought we should have, my existence is under the control of Krishna and that's the way I want it. There's no one else I can trust better than Krishna. Therefore, I trust Guru because Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Tadviri Panipatena Paripachnena Sevaya. Upadekshantite Gyanam Janinas Tatvadashina. Krishna said that. Krishna said, go to Guru and inquire from him and render service to him. So if we trust Krishna, then because of our immense trust in Krishna, then we treat his representative the same way Krishna wants us to treat him. And he also said that the way that we submit to him, Krishna, meaning that the way we submit to his instruction, he will reward accordingly. So everybody is on my path. Well, he owns all the energy, so everybody is on his path. Either the spiritual path, or the way the demonic people take the material path. The material path leads to suffering, it leads nowhere. Whereas the spiritual path, if you're in the material world and you follow the spiritual path, you will be liberated. You get a chance to go back to the spiritual world. But by following the instructions given by Guru, because Krishna says we should follow the instructions, and Guru has been given the knowledge and is the representative of Krishna, given the knowledge by Krishna. And so much is there that we can use in order to live our life. And when we hear consistently, and if we have time, hear for hours, if you have the time. But at least hear every day and read the books. See, the Prabhupada says, I will never die. I will always be present in my books. So when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, One of the things that it does is it makes us get detached from material world and material activities. Srila Prabhupada, one way or the other, points out in practically every lecture how temporary this place is and how much suffering there is there also. You can never be really satisfied. The spiritual world has all that we need. The spiritual world is set up, beautiful, effulgent, and desires are met by the Kalpa Viksha trees. It's all love. You don't have to work to get anything. But we're sitting in the material world, which provides some material things for this physical body, but you can't just take them. You have to work for them. Things have been divided. Here, there, and so on. In the spiritual world, we live in palaces, and the walls are decorated with touchstone, made of touchstone. And we're sitting here trying hard, thinking that if we have some money, enough money or some leftover so that all the bills can be paid, then we are okay. But you don't pay any bills in the spiritual world, so what's better? There is death here in the material world. There is no death in the spiritual world. So in our own way, we can also appreciate this very high transcendental information. This knowledge gives us the right mindset for living in this world. And to add to what Arjuna said, he mentions all these generals by name and said they couldn't even get to me because of Krishna's protection. By Lord Krishna's grace, they couldn't touch a hair of my head. So the point here is, when we obey Krishna's instructions, then by His grace, we will also be protected. The more we trust, the more we see Krishna's hand in things that happen every day. Things that happen in the short term, we see short term miracles. Sometimes we see miracles that unfold over a period of time. But you get the sense that Krishna is there, as a Lord in the heart, helping us and protecting us every step of the way. We have to have great trust in Krishna, like Arjuna had. This is not an Arjuna property only. Everybody can have great trust in Krishna. To trust Him that in all situations. And if we trust Krishna fully, then we'll devote every day to Krishna. That please handle it the way you would like to, because I trust. That is surrender. So surrender could be of two kinds. Like the first type, it's like, say, there's a war, and two factions are fighting. And one set of soldiers are able to defeat the other ones. And they are losing. The losing side decides to wave a white flag and says, "All right, I surrender." So then they are captured as prisoners of war. That's one form of surrender. That's not the surrender Krishna is talking about. The surrender that Krishna is talking about is like your own 2-year-old child that depends on you. Say you go somewhere, even the temple, there are other adults sitting, and your child, 2-3 years old, he comes through the door, he went somewhere else, he comes through the door. First thing, where's my father? Where's my mother? She's all of these adult devotees sitting. And then he would just immediately make a beeline straight to one of the parents and sit on their lap, and the parent offers love to the child, and the child feels secure. That is the type of surrender, as close as we can, come as an example to Krishna. The child trusts the father completely, or the mother completely. And the mother or the father gives loving words to the child. That is the surrender that we need to develop. Krishna does in fact protect, but we have our own free will. And therefore sometimes when we want to do things just like business as usual, my Guru Maharaj likes to put it as, business as usual, Then many times we don't see Krishna's hand in things that happen. But he's there. He's always there. He says everybody's following his path. But when we turn our attention to him and give full trust to him that he is a supreme controller, just like Lord Brahma said, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. And Lord Brahma would know. He's told us, and we have to not only believe that, but give our minds and our hearts to him fully, Krishna, trusting him. So Arjuna is saying here, in many words, that I appreciate what the Lord has done for me, because without him, I could not have fought this battle of Kurukshetra the way, or things wouldn't have happened the way they did. But by the Lord's protection, these great generals that many other soldiers couldn't stand, and they in fact killed so many other soldiers, couldn't even touch a hair, one hair of Arjuna. similar situation. Hiranyakashipu, very, very powerful demon, also tried to kill a five-year-old son, his own son, 5 years old. Still, by the grace of the Lord, he was saved from all sorts of dangerous actions that were put forth by his father. Thrown off a cliff, from the top of a hill off a cliff, thrown, put in a fire, put in boiling oil, and he was put in a pack of elephants. He was given poison, and he was still Prahlad all of the time, remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when finally Hiranyakashipu was going to try to kill him himself, but as Krishna would arrange a conversation, and as Prahlad would always speak to his father, putting Vishnu in front of his father in terms of power, finally, Hiranyakashipu takes the sword and destroys a pillar because Prahlad had said the Lord is everywhere. And to prove that he is everywhere, so that his devotee statement is not in vain, Hiranyakashipu appeared from the pillar. And then, first, he toyed with this big, very burly thinking that he could defeat everybody because he had defeated demigods. Hiranyakashipu was that strong. But Krishna played with him, as Shinga did, and then finally killed him and killed all the soldiers too. So the devotee will be protected by the Lord. No one can kill the devotee of the Lord. The devotee of the Lord leaves the body on the sanction of the Lord, not on the sanction of the demons. So that protection is there, and that protection should engender trust, full trust in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna was also saved by the Lord. And in the case of Prahlad, he came in such a way that all of the boons that were given by Lord Brahma to Hiranyakashipu were never violated. And still, Krishna was able to get rid of Hiranyakashipu. So he would even go to the extent of coming to protect his devotee without being blamed in any way, because none of the boons that Hiranyakashipu got were violated. This is the trouble that Krishna takes. And if we have a father like that, then we have to put all our trust in him. And whatever he says, we do. Whatever he says, we do. Some of these other kings and princes, yes, they were, doing so many things in their own life. Karna is mentioned here by Srila Prabhupada, some of the things that he did. He has so much rivalry with Arjuna, And he also would have very much liked to have Draupadi. And so when it came to the point where Shakuni arranged this gambling, and Yudhishthira agreed to offer Draupadi as a bet, then, you know, the old grudge in Karna was awakened, and he was giving very, very bad advice to both Dushasan and to Duryodhana, including stripping this wonderful lady Draupadi naked. Again, Krishna came to the rescue by supplying endless amount of cloth. So many, 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 many situations here show how wonderful Krishna is when we put our trust in him. And so we have to appreciate the Lord and appreciate his promises and his following through to protect his devotee. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Text 18, the translation is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the controller of immortality and fearlessness. Immortality and fearlessness. He is a controller. And he is transcendental to death and the fruitive actions of the material world. So, Narada, he was being addressed, O Narada, O Brahmana, it's therefore difficult to measure the glories of the Supreme Person. He is the controller of immortality and fearlessness. He's controller of everything. So, when we have the Supreme Personality of Godhead being the controller of fear, the devotee that trusts him and relies on him the way a two-year-old would rely on the father or the mother for protection, there's no need to fear. And if anything, we should be so very much appreciative of the way Krishna protects his devotees. And the way is open. Krishna says, Krishna is like the sun. It's open. If you turn your face away from the sun, that's you. But devotees, if you face the sun, then you get the effect of the sunshine. So we should have an attitude of appreciation. Because appreciation draws one closer to Krishna and to the devotees. When we appreciate Krishna, it makes it easy for us to think of Krishna all of the time. And when we think of Krishna, it makes us happy internally, because that's what wakes up the soul. It makes us perform devotional service with great enthusiasm and devotion. And it helps us to jumpstart the development of love for Krishna. We need Krishna prema. This is where the happiness is. And when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra in appreciation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Guru, we would chant being very happy, chanting bliss. We also feel secure and very trusting of Krishna, just like we talked about the way a two-year-old feels when they're in a place and they find their parent, how much they latch onto their parent and feel protected. So when we trust Krishna, then our confidence will increase that Krishna will protect us. And so Arjun describes his situation wonderfully, looking back at the Kurukshetra war and mentioning some of the great generals by name, and said they couldn't even touch me because of Lord Krishna's grace. So that's a lesson for us. The Lord's grace is there for everyone. And if we will actually be truthfully and in a determined way connect with the mercy of the Lord by trusting him and serving him, and doing things based on his instructions from Guru and Gauranga, then our life will be successful. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Very important point that you make. Yes. I'm also trying to look it up. I think you're right about one who told That he was the one that saw. Sometimes I get confused with these names myself. But I highlighted a few things here. Dronacharya rebuked. Okay, well, that's. Let me see. Yeah, it is Burisrava, called Napta. Napta or Burisrava. So they all appreciated the wonderful strength of Arjuna. No, Burisrava did. So then he advised sons of Dhritarashtra not to pick a quarrel or fight with them. This is based on Arjuna's, you know, expertise and Arjuna's strength. But the fact was that they were also cousins. But the demons didn't care about that part. So yeah, it was very good advice on the part of Burisrava. Yeah, it was Burisrava that said not to pick fight. But of course, Gandhari had also said a long time to her husband, don't bring this war. So many people warned him, but he had to lose his sons to find out that. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada says a little more about in the beginning of the lecture, about the same situation about fighting. The Dhritarashtra really wanted the war. He wanted the war because he knew that his sons were numbered 100 and the Pandavas were only 5. So they were way outnumbered as far as his sons and the Pandava sons. But he wanted the war. Srila Prabhupada actually explained that, and this is a different, beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he was talking about that. When sometimes even disagreeing parties go to a temple, they're both there at the same time because of the wonderful spiritual atmosphere in the temple. Sometimes they are able to settle their differences, and rather than bring it to a long and maybe unfortunate end, they can settle their differences. And he said that in the same way, the Battle of Kurukshetra is a holy land, a place of pilgrimage. And so Dhritarashtra was concerned that maybe when the Pandavas and the Kauravas get to that place, and Kurukshetra being the place that is holy, that they may want to talk the matter over and not even have the war. And that's why in the very first text in Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, Samayetu, Yusava, Mamaka, Pandavas, Taibakim, Abu, Akurvata, Sanjaya, what did they do? He's asking Sanjaya, what did they do? Were they really, really going to get into fighting, or was this matter going to be settled? So there is that effect of the transcendental atmospheres in churches, I mean in the temples, and also in the holy places. So he brought that up. Srila Prabhupada brought that up to explain why Dhritarashtra was wanting to find out whether they really were going to fight. But he was confident that his sons outnumbering the Pandavas, that they would win eventually. They had also 11 Akshohinis to 7 Akshohinis for the Pandavas. So the soldiers too outnumbered the soldiers fighting the Pandavas, fighting for the Pandavas. Still, when the Lord is in your corner, then very, 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 very likely, 100%, that if the only way in which a devotee would not be protected is if he himself or he or she does not want to come under the protection of the Lord. So we have to be, as you said, very, very careful about offenses, and also trusting, we have to be trusting to everything that Krishna said and follow that, and our life will be quite simple. The spiritual life is simple for those who are simple, and simple people are obedient to the Lord. Hare Krishna. Jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah. Unfortunately, this is the nature of this world that we live in. We should be very much connected with Krishna consciousness and be eager to do activities in Krishna consciousness rather than do this material, because material will never satisfy us. No matter what we do, we're never satisfied. Anxiety never goes away. It's a big lesson to live here in the material world. So we should be very appreciative of what Srila Prabhupada has left for us. So many books, so many instructions, so many direct instructions to disciples that we can learn from, and so many lectures that he has given where he breaks down the points that he himself has given in the purport. He breaks them down in lectures. There's so much now that's all been recorded that we can use to be on the right path the whole time, because then the protection will come automatically. And then we'll feel loved and cared for by Krishna. There'll be people like thinking like Dhritarashtra, that would not be on our radar at all, because then we would not look to offend any devotees of the Lord. And for that matter, anyone, anyway. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, good comment. Any other comments? Or questions? Jai. Vancha kalpat rubhischa kripa smubhya evacha patitanam bhavanevyu vaishnavevyu mora maha Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you for Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Jai.